Don't have to look too far for the text of this morning's message. From the very first chapter of the very first book, the very first verse in the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was evening, and there was morning, one day. "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, the firmament heaven, beneath it earth. And there was evening, there was morning, a second day, and a third day, and a fourth day." And God saw all that God created and declared it to be very good. Creation. It's an interesting word. We think of it as a one-time thing. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But each new day is a kind of re-creation of the first day. Sunrise this morning in the east coincided with the moon in the west, still about 25 or 30 degrees off the horizon. And there was, in one moment, evening and morning. This new day, recreated. And I'm intrigued by the notion of recreation. If you change the phonetics of it ever so slightly, it's recreation, play. I imagine from God's point of view, each evening that brings forth morning from the first day to, well, whatever day this is in the course of our being a creation, is fun, a new day for God to give us a recreational environment in which to play and see each day in some way that it was very good. I like to play. I bring toys every once in a while to church. Tennis ball, kind of fun. Catch. Or not. Can I have it back, please? Is it over there? That was actually thrown to you. And I got it back. Do you know how complex that activity is? Taking a ball, holding it, brain sends message to arm, back up, throw, little geometry involved. So also on the way back, eye catches ball, meets hand in its way, again a geometry lesson. We are really wonderfully wired to do something as simple as to bounce and catch a ball. And with a little practice, well, maybe a lot of practice, you can recreate a juggling act. And then we'll just go that far. But you get the idea. I mean, who wired us up this way to be able to do something as infinitely complex when you think about it, just for fun? To say nothing of what we can do when it really counts. This good day includes things we don't often think about. The miracle of how we are wired and created. The special blessings that show up every single day. You okay? Okay. Just checking. Jeannie and I haven't been out to breakfast in some time, but we were yesterday. One of the reasons that we haven't gone out to breakfast in some time is that our favorite restaurant stopped serving my favorite meal, which is steak and eggs. They took it off the menu. Well, they didn't quite. They left T-bone steak and eggs, ranch cut, supersized, for $12. And unless you're in Las Vegas at a buffet and you're not planning on eating anything for like the next 3 days, it's hard to make breakfast worth $12. But they put it back on the menu And we went yesterday and ordered steak and eggs, which is just a little piece of top sirloin. And it's only $2 more than your garden variety breakfast. A surprise on that good day yesterday. For $2 more, we got great. Silly little things that we don't think about very often that bring us special blessings, recreation, play in each new day. This good day, yesterday for breakfast if for no other reason, and there were many others, God saw, I saw, that it was good. Which is not to say that all of all days is good. Some of it's pretty lousy. We got mothers and dads in hospitals and under care that give us great concern. Your dad's been struggling with cancer, Jeannie's mom's home but struggling, Mary Adams, and many others. And we only care so much because these are the people that, well, without whom we would not be. I'm just curious, how many of you in here are the children of parents? Just checking. Our lives are ordered in that we become who we are because of who our parents were before us. And the rhythm and cycle of life is a metaphor for the recreation of what God does every single day. Gives us a chance to stay and play and care about and share and worry about those who've given us life. And we've got babies in the hospital. Kendall is struggling some. Her cousin, Aubrey, got an early start in life and struggled for a month or two in the hospital. And yet, I saw her in the hospital Friday, and this tiny little baby was with her mother and her grandmother, three generations of a circle of care. And it's this sort of classic thing that babies do. This tiny child was in her grandmother's arms asleep. And you know how they tuck their feet up and they just kind of curl up in a warm little ball and turn their heads to the side and fall asleep. And, well, Kendall was snuffling a little bit. You could hear that from across the room. But there was this image of peace that we will make this work. And this child will take her place in our life. And there was mourning that day in the eyes of this child, and it was good. This good day is rooted in the reality that we're in it together. And I've got one more little object lesson. Everybody has to kind of play along here in this next little bit. Everyone is sitting next to or near someone. It looks like a group of three over there is going to have to get together for a little bit. But what I want you to do is to take the hand of someone near or next to you. And as I say, we'll have to do three back that way. You get to play, Peggy. And you're a family. Circle up. Take the hand of someone next to you. And when I tell you to, kind of look them in the eye this way, and just a nod, a wink, or a smile, go. Okay, now you can go back to being Presbyterians again. That same mechanism in our heads that enables us to throw and catch and juggle, our brains are little biochemistry factories, and when we throw a ball or catch a ball, the product starts going. They're called endorphins, and these are things that make us feel something. And the endorphin makers go into overdrive when we connect with someone else through something as simple as the holding of a hand or the exchange of a look or a smile. In some sense, making it real that this good day is one we share with people about whom and with whom we care. And it's an exercise in experiencing this goodness. We've drawn ourselves together in a community here that we call the church. It's how we're supposed to reflect to the world what God has done. And God has been playing in making us, in making this place. And we get it. We get the reality of it. To and through the goodness of good days, and even when all that we experience in a day is not completely good, we can hold on and look each other in the eye, give a nod, a smile. Well, here we are. This good day is for both of us, for all of us. And God saw that it was and is and will be very good.